بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise, thanks and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe, our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters, respected Imam, respected A'imma, Ulama, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As Imam said, we would like to introduce the topic, and the topic is our value system. We have an excellent and a perfect value system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And unfortunately, because we have abandoned that beautiful, excellent, perfect value system that Allah has blessed us with, we find that the world is in the state that it is today. And as it is for every age has its challenges. And the challenge of this age that we are living in is to maintain our values. And when I say our values, I am referring to that of the Holy Quran and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our beloved Prophet, our master, our teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not only speak to us about values, he came to live a value system for us to follow. And this challenge that we are faced with today is actually the root cause of what we see in the Middle East today, and we can even go as far as the global problems that we have. When we find there's governments that oppress their people, the root cause of it is their values. When we find economic exploitation, we can find the root cause of it is people's values. The various struggles that are taking place in the world today, whether they are sectarian, whether it is religious, whether it is non-religious, it has its roots, and the issue is the value of the people. And if we reflect just for this past few weeks, the events that has taken place, and notably so, what has happened in Gaza, what has happened in Palestine, we will find the root cause of it all is a value system that has been abandoned by human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and Allah created this particular world and set everything in a balance. We cannot get away from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us not to upset the balance that Allah has provided for us. And there is a beautiful balance within the value system of Islam. And to maintain this value system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that you don't fall short of maintaining that value system that I have provided for you. And therefore we find Imam At-Tabari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions in one of the meanings of balance, of mizan, of the scales. And he says, it is man's intellectual ability and his power of discernment. What is required for that ability to justly apply that universal laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given is to be constant, and human values are subject to change. And I say human values. The values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is not subject to change, but human values are. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world, Allah established universal laws and universal patterns. And if we start to know and understand these laws and patterns, it gives us the ability. It gives us the ability to organize our lives in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Even if we look at the laws of physics, we look at the laws of mathematical equations, it also forms part of these laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. But Allah has placed within man, within the human being, what did Allah place in us? An inclination towards heavenly things, higher aspiration. But then there is also the one that drags us down, because that is the lower state that seeks to fulfill our desires all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us, and this we must appreciate, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an intellect which allows us, this intellect allows us to do what? To discern. And Allah has granted us a heart which allows us to decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down revelation from the heavens, what? To teach us how to use our intellect. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَذَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled it with the spiritual purification, the energy that comes with it to illuminate our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, if we look at revelation of the Holy Quran, it establishes rulings, sacred law, which is halal and haram. And this is all we think about when we look at the Holy Quran. What is permissible? What is not permissible? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala makes a very profound statement, and he says, 8% of the total number of verses of the Holy Quran, it is to do with permissible and impermissible. The remainder of the Holy Quran is verses that deals with the tenets of faith, of values, of the human thought, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the principle of this religion and the core principle of this religion, the value system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Therefore, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ad-Dinu al-Qayyim. What is the meaning of Ad-Dinu al-Qayyim? Not just a right religion. Imam Fakhrul Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, it means a religion of principle. A religion that has principles. And he says, therefore, it is called Ad-Dinu al-Qayyim because it is the right religion. Why do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every raka'ah that we make, we say, ihdina siratan mustaqim. Siratan mustaqim, we are talking about the deenul qayyim. We are talking about the right deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed for us. And therefore, if you have a set of values that is perfect, that came from Allah, it develops a good and a perfect character. Because through your value system, you will develop your character. Now, the character is something that we have lost because we have lost our value system. We have given up our values, and you give up your value system, you start losing your character. Let's look at discoveries today. There's been discoveries all over the world. Universal laws, we find that has been changing. There's breakthroughs in recent years that's been happening. We witness it every single day. But what is the result of those discoveries? Not to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. The world today has witnessed all these discoveries, but we also witness the damage it has been doing to the environment and the drained resources of the world today. This is what we have witnessed. Because the value system is not impacting on the character any longer. And thus, we find we are in dire need today to know how our value system should affect our lives. How must it impact on our lives? This very earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and what did Allah put on this earth? Who did Allah put on this earth? Allah made us the khulafa on this earth. Ja'alnakum khalifatan fil ard. Allah has left us as deputies, the vicegerents on earth. Then we need to apply this knowledge that comes from Allah. Where do we apply it? Into our lives, as individuals, as families, as communities. It should dictate how we view, how we look at political, economic, military affairs, whether it is national or whether it is international. It must impact on us. And if it does not impact on us, we have then abandoned our value system. My dear brothers and sisters, when we witness. And we see political conflict. We see economic turmoil. We see bloodshed, genocide, children, women, families being butchered. What is the result of that? We only realize one thing, and that is values are lost. They have lost the value of the human being. And therefore, you find the words going around, our lives mean nothing any longer. It has no value any longer. And because of that, we find there is this bloodshed happening. And what we must realize, it will not just only happen in one place in the world. It can happen anywhere. If you start losing your value system, look at the crime rate here. Why? Because the value system is no longer in place. Values have been lost. We have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by bringing this value system to us, not by talking about it, by living it. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, those that are in control of their political game, they oppress people. They oppress others regardless of the morality. Regardless of what is right and what is wrong. The same goes for those who are in control of economics, who are in control of the military arsenal. They are intoxicated by what? By ambition. Why? Because for them it is all about dominance. It's all about control. And as whether it is religious or non-religious. Unfortunately, we find throughout the world globally who claim to be the leaders, supposedly, of the value system of Islam. They have lost the value system and they will trample upon people, whether it is right or wrong, as long as they gain what they have set forward as goals for themselves. Look at what is happening in the Middle East. Ask yourselves the question, why? Why is it all of them coming together, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it is Jordan, if they all come together, wallahi, they walk over Israel. They will walk over them. But they have lost their own value system. They are compromising their principles. They are compromising their Islamic character. And if you don't have character, you don't have principle. And that is the truth. Character is something that it is non-compromising of your principle. And if you have character, you will even sacrifice your own friends for your sake of your principles. But today, unfortunately, they are sacrificing the Muslim Ummah for the sake of what they want, because they have lost a value system. We have forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز. صدق الله العظيم. Allah has sent messengers. He has sent them down with a balance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we send down messengers with clear evidence from Allah, and we have sent them the book and we have sent them with balance. Why? So that man can exercise his right justfully amongst one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have sent down the iron. The iron is being abused today. The iron is supposed to be a test for us. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein there is great power and many benefits for mankind. And then man fails. He fails to support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, people's hearts become veiled. When I say veiled, it means you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any longer. You do not see the laws of Allah. You do not see the value that Allah has sent down to you. And when your heart becomes veiled, it is veiled in this world, and you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. If you are veiled in this world, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how you will be raised, a veil between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us that we do not have that veil, that we can speak to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. A surrender, total surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as the Khalifatullah on earth, we must set the example of this deen of Allah, the surrender to Allah, not just Islam. Islam means surrender to a value system that I have sent. Surrender to my principles. Surrender to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, I can carry on. But one of the biggest and the most principles and the value system that we must return to is that of Ar-Rahman, of mercy. And once we return to that principle and that value of mercy, we will start understanding Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insana, allamahu al-bayan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and guide us, insha'Allah. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that are sick the health and strength, insha'Allah. And for wherever there might be difficulty, and especially in Gaza and in Palestine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring ease to them, victory to them, insha'Allah. We might not view victory in the way we see it, but victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is evident. May we all one day, insha'Allah, make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, a liberated Masjid al-Aqsa, insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.